Fire season obviously not yet over in the woods around us. The Chetco Bar fire on the Oregon side is still out there, now 98% contained. The Salmon August complex in the Salmon Mountains of Northern California is listed as somewhere around 82% containment. And it's not that far from the set of fires that the annual Klamath Training Exchange is taking place. Training exchanges, they tend to be shortened to just treks, are about teaching people how to use prescribed fire. That's the current in vogue term for fires set on purpose for wildland management. Let's hear more about the Klamath River treks. Two guests join us. Ronnie Reed is with the host agency, the Middle Klamath Watershed Council, and he's a Karuk tribal descendant and in his second year participating in treks. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. Thank you, Jeff.
Good to have you here. Chris Ramey is with us as well. He's a CAL FIRE battalion chief who's been working with the department since 2005. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you.
Ronnie, let's start with you. There's an interesting mix of knowledge, both old and new, in training exchanges, particularly in this one. Can you spread it out for us?
Can you repeat that question? I think I'm breaking up a little bit.
Just an interesting mix of old and new information that comes out of these exchanges, particularly in the one that you're part of this week.
Yeah, we basically follow the same kind of task each year annually, and this will be my second year of doing treks, and it seems like we're going back to the same place as we were last year, but to more broadcast burn, whereas last year with the rainfall we had, we were doing a lot more pile burning.
Broadcast burn meaning what?
Broadcast burning meaning putting a lot more drip torches on the ground and be able to do more burning with laying fire out rather than with pile burns. We're just strictly lighting the piles and letting them burn.
And how much of the so-called TEK, the traditional environmental knowledge, gets put in play at this or any treks for that matter?
A lot of it. The majority of this is traditional ecological knowledge, to be exact. A lot of this effort, not only for traditional ecological knowledge, but also for to protect the homes and lives in our surrounding communities as well.
Chris Ramey, give us an idea of the broader scope of TREXs, training exchanges, and how often they're held and where.
Well, it would appear that over the course of the last 7 or 8 years, the training exchanges have kind of been moved into the California area. It was an idea that was originally coming from the Midwest, and has approached California quite heavily. It's gaining a lot of ground in the last couple of years. And they really seem to be a good platform for bringing that fire knowledge to local people and getting everybody a little experience.
So does the presence of more training exchanges over the years indicate that there is more use of prescribed fire? Can we assume that, or is that still a once-in-a-while thing?
Well, over the CAL FIRE has been aware that there's been a large conflagrant wildfire problem that's been building over the last decade, if not longer, and a lot of that's due to fire suppression. And so as brush grows and is not allowed to burn, then, you know, fires are capable of growing large and out of control. And so last year, the CAL FIRE director, Ken Pemlott, notified CAL FIRE that we were going to have some targets set for conducting our own prescribed fire burns, supporting burners within our respective units, and work toward fuels reduction projects, defensible space inspections. But he did set a target goal for the amount of acres that he'd like to see burned in one calendar year.
And was that based on what was considered in need of burning? I'm just curious about how he arrived at that figure, if you're aware of the knowledge.
Well, I think the figure was kind of a shot in the dark. There's going to be some science behind it based on how many acres that we used to burn over 10 years ago. The mechanism for our vegetation management plans has been in place for quite some time, decades. However, over the last 10 years or so, we haven't utilized that mechanism as much as we had in the past. And so I think the idea was to look at what we were getting done in the 80s, 90s, and then try to get us tracking back that direction.
Is it hard to find a window, Chris, given particularly as you head further south in California, fire season has become nearly, if not in fact, year-round? Is it hard to find a window in which you can do the kind of prescribed burning that is called for?
Absolutely. One of the considerations that we're trying to, for us to conduct our own burns, we have to consider the broader picture. We have to think about what fires are occurring just to the south of us, what's happening in the valley, how many resources are being used a short distance away. And for us to commit resources to prescribed burns, we could be hindering ourselves in the face of a true emergency that we need to have our equipment go to. So that's one consideration. The second is weather. We up here on the north coast of California, we have a different kind of weather system than you find, obviously, in just over the hills, over the mountains. So it broadens our window, or gives us our window earlier than in other parts of the state. And so we're trying to jump on that whenever we can. And these training exchanges, specifically the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council Training Exchange, is something that we're trying very hard to support and give them as much of as much leeway as we are comfortable with.
We are, in fact, talking about the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council's Klamath Treks going on now through October 15th in the Middle Klamath Country. Chris Ramey is with Cal Fire. Ronnie Reed is with the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we talk about prescribed fire and its uses in the ecosystem. 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Ronnie, narrow the focus for us, if you would, just a bit. Where exactly are the activities going on, and how far are you guys from any existing fires from this year?
There's quite a bit of fires around us right now. You mentioned the salmon in August complex over the radio earlier with the weather. That's just within like 10 miles of north of us. And then you also have the Chetco that's further up. We've been impacted by fires all season. And just the last couple of weeks, we've been finally getting some clear air and some blue sky. And from us doing fires, for just prescribed fires, we haven't yet to put any fire on the ground. As yesterday was the first day of introduction, and we're on with briefing this morning before we actually get out on the field.
Is it possible there could ever be a Mid-Klamath Treks where there is no prescribed burning simply because the conditions are too extreme still?
Yeah, of course. We always base it off the conditions and the humidity and the type of fuels we're in, and it just kind of day by day, hour by hour, whether or not we put any fire on the ground, especially since we have that red flag warning today, so there's a possibility we won't even burn anything today.
Yeah, I noticed from previous year's packets at the Klamath Treks that the weather reports are abundant. You guys are totally on top of what the conditions are going to be out there. Let's talk about the conditions on the ground, though. I mean, this is not like you just go out and start torching things. What kinds of preparations do you do before there's any sort of controlled or prescribed burns?
There's numerous different things we look into and have to do in order to get fire on the ground. We have numerous resources with us. We have a few engines, water tenders, a holding boss that with their line crew that's making sure that none of the fire rolls over the line. And then you also have your burn crew that will be the ones putting fire on the ground.
Now, are these people all trained firefighters as well? I mean, is anybody out there who is not also a firefighter at some other time?
Yeah, everyone's all trained up. Everyone has to go through the basic process of becoming a firefighter trainee. You have to take the basic 32, which is around 40 hours if you're doing the online courses. But if you're doing it in the classroom, you only have to do like the 32 hours of lessons. And then you also have to take your arduous practice test that ranges from a mile within 15 minutes if you're just in the office, but also the 45 minutes and 3 miles test with a 45-pound weight on your back. And then you have your firefighters that are seasonal, that are from the area, that may be allowed to come back for treks, but you see a lot more firefighters from out of the area that are able to come in and be a part of this program.
Ronnie, if things are done right, can the crews pretty much stand and watch, or is there always need for somebody to be standing there with a charged hose and all the appropriate digging tools and all that sort of thing when you do set prescribed fires?
We're always ready. There's never a time where we're just sitting around. We're always prepared for the things to happen, whether it's good or bad. And our hoses are always charged, our tools are always sharp, and we're always ready to be out there to make sure this is really a controlled burn rather than something that gets out of hand and into something worse than worse.
We are talking to Ronnie Reed, who's with the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council. He's a second-year participant in the Klamath Treks, which is going on now through October 15th. Chris Ramey's with us as well, a CAL FIRE battalion chief. Questions about prescribed burns, if you've got them, or observations about how they've been used in the past, we'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Chris Ramey, you're getting to the point where Trekses and prescribed burns have been around long enough now that you're not really getting a lot of new people? I mean, is it widespread enough, the practice?
What do you mean by new people? You mean new burners?
Yeah. In other words, if you're showing, getting people at the training exchanges who are getting trained in prescribed burns for the first time.
Right. Well, I think that's the intent of those training exchanges, is to combine people from different walks of life and join them up to create a burning force that has all the elements of wildland firefighting in it, to use the fire as a tool to meet landowner objectives. I think that because of the director Ken Pemlot and kind of a changing back to traditional use of prescribed fire within California, we are seeing more people, more grassroots organizations attempting to conduct their own burns. And that's really the only way, I believe that's the only way that CAL FIRE is going to affect success and achieve what we hope would be fuels reduction by use of prescribed fire. But by giving these people, these folks, control to conduct their own burns and leveraging our overhead, our expertise to assist them in that matter, and maybe even provide them some assurances that we'll be at scene and available as a holding resource if something should go wrong and there is a need.
Is it possible then that in order to make our fire seasons a little less scary and a little less smoky than we've had this year, that we're going to have to endure a bit more smoke and a bit more of the presence of fire all times of the year?
Yes. That's a good question. And I know that a lot of people are dealing with the effects of a summer long full of smoke. But I have to leave that to the local people to reach out to their local community and speak to them about the positive effects of fire, prescribed fire, and how there's the potential to, just as you said, endure this short 2 weeks of prescribed burning in the Mid-Klamath to then hopefully in the future save their town because they are strategically locating those burns around the town of Orleans and Happy Camp, and there is evidence of other large wildfires being stopped by prescribed fire burn scars. And I shouldn't call them scars, but burn footprints. So they do have a positive effect. And yes, I think that it is an effective way to install a fire break around, you know, a large area fairly quickly.
How much pre-treatment, though? I mean, how much clearing out of underbrush or small bits of trees, things like that, before you actually apply any fire to the landscape?
Well, every unit is going to be a little bit different in complexity. Most of the time, as these units are designed, burn units are designed, they're using existing topographic features like ridgelines or man-made features like roads. And with proper design, you can limit the amount of preparation needed to just a small amount of hand line, you know, usually a 2-foot wide scrape at a minimum, maybe more, and a 10-foot chainsaw line cut to remove vegetation directly adjacent to the fire line. And so those can be done relatively quickly if a group is organized and has the manpower.
All right, so a chance for more smoke to be rising out of the middle Klamath country over the course of the next 2 weeks. The Klamath River Trex runs through October 15th. Chris Ramey is a Cal Fire Battalion Chief. Ronnie Reed is with the Mid-Klamath Watershed Council, which is the hosting agency. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.